Well, we bless y'all, and we're having a ball. GodsHappy.com is our website, and we'll tell people right now on there that you can give on the website. You can go to GodsHappy.com, hit the Tithely button, and if you want to give on there, that is awesome. I was just blessed. The last few weeks, I have a friend that told me something, and I'm not gonna tell you who it is because you know him, but he told me that something happened in his life, and he got one word from God. He got an audible word from God, and that audible word was tithe. Wow, I said, what? What did you say? And so that thing has just been ministering to me all week, and it's just been ministering to me, well, the last couple of weeks, and it's just been an amazing thing. But what a word to get. And you know, that wasn't just for him. It's for all of us. And you know, the truth is that only 18% of the whole church tithes, according to George Barna's statistics. I don't know, you know. I don't go around asking them all. But only 18% of the church gives a tithe. That means 10% of what you get. And we start with money there. But tithe doesn't just mean money. Amen? But that word just touched my heart, and it just blessed me so much. And I've just been meditating on that and thinking about it. But I want to go to the scripture here in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, and it'll tell you how to do it. It tells you, you know what? This is the answer book. Amen. How many of you want the answer? How many like real answers?
That's right.
How many of you are tired of fake stuff? Are you? I am so tired of it. I don't want to know. You know what? People tell me all this stuff that they believe, and I ask them one question. Does it work?
That's right. Answers it.
Does it work? Let me tell you, if it works, I want to know about it. Don't even tell me your doctrines or your beliefs if they don't work. I don't want to know. Yeah, how I feel. Exactly. I can tell you how I feel all day long. That and $5 will get you a small Starbucks. And that's about it. You know, I mean, those opinions don't matter. What matters is what works. And I'm telling you what, this works. And when God tells you to tithe, amen, that's a wake-up call. I remember when God told me to tithe, and I was appalled. I couldn't even believe it. Because my wife was a big giver before me, and she would give in secret because I was too cheap. Hello. Yeah, she would, man. She'd give, and I didn't, you know. And I'd catch her giving, and I'd be all hot under the collar. What are you doing? Those churches, all they want is money. They just do this for money. Well, let me tell you what. Most churches don't do this for money. Most. I'm telling you, I don't care what the denomination is. Most of them do not do this for money. And there's some crooks and everything, amen? But we're not doing this. Nobody's doing this for money. And I'm telling you what, but money's a part of it. And God gave us the tithe, and he gave us our offerings to show us how to do it. But this is how you do it. This is the answer right here. In 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 6, it says, "But this I say, he who sows sparingly will reap sparingly." Have you heard that before? "And he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. So let each one give as he purposes in his heart." There's the key. That's where you give from. Amen? Now tithe is something that's a whole nother blessing. Tithe is really, truly God's money. It belongs to him. So our God is so generous that he gave us 90%. That's what kind of God we have. That's what kind of God we have. And then giving literally goes over and above that. Amen? And so he says, "So let each one give as he purposes in his heart." I love this part. "Not grudgingly." Oh, I got to give. Oh. It's offering time again. Oh, all they want is money. Just don't give. Well, I preached that in one church and the pastor got upset with me. I was doing a whole service. I did their offering and everything else. And I told him, I said, if you don't have that, if you're going to give grudgingly, don't give. And this pastor said, that's going to hurt our offering. I said, no, it isn't. It's going to bless your offering. I'm telling you what, because you don't even want that stuff if it isn't from God. You don't want it if it isn't given with a pure heart. Well, don't give if God doesn't have that on your heart. If you're giving grudgingly, don't give. I'm telling you that boldly. It's not about money. It's about what God has on your heart and you doing what he says. And don't tip him. What did he say? I said, don't tip God. Come on now. Yeah, you understand that? I love big tips. We're a big tip bunch. We had a men's conference one time up in Silver Creek, Colorado, and right there by Granby. And we had a great time. We had a contest when all the men went to lunch, and they were at lunch on their own. We just go to local restaurants all up through Granby and Grand Lake and Winter Park and everything. And we had a big time. And just a big time. But we were going to give a prize to the ones that gave the biggest tip at lunch. And they got a good prize, didn't they? I think we gave away Sam's pickup that day. But I've given his pickup away many, many times. And now it's gone. but we had so much fun. And we went to this little restaurant. I got to tell you this story. I know I'm a story guy. But we went to this restaurant in Grand Lake. It's called Poncho and Lefty's. I don't know if you've ever been there. But it's a good restaurant in Grand Lake. We used to snowmobile up there a lot. And we'd always go to there. But anyway, we were there. And we had a table of... Were you with us, Sam? Yeah, you were with us. About 7-8 guys, something like that? Yeah, and we got there, and one of us paid the bill for the lunch, and then the rest of us just put our money in tips. And we gave that girl $464, and that was our tip. Now, that was a good tip, and this little girl, she was pregnant, and we heard her scream as she went back and she got her tip. We were still there kind of finishing up. We heard her scream, oh my God. You know, we heard, and she was showing her friends and saying, those guys are crazy. They gave me $435. And she came back to our table and she told us that you guys don't even know what you did. My rent has got to be paid today or I get kicked out. And she said, it's $435. And we have no idea where we're making a difference. Amen. Amen. And we came back to that same restaurant a year later, and she was still working there, and her baby was a year old, and it was amazing. And she was doing so good, and she was such a, she remembered us. Amen. And so we gave her a quarter and a tract when we left. No, I'm just kidding. But that's what a lot of Christians do. A lot of Christians are cheap. Listen, if you're too cheap to go to a restaurant and give them a tip, don't go out to eat. Or if you don't have the money to do it, that they may not be cheap. Just don't do it. If you can't bless that gal or that guy, don't go. Amen? Most restaurants we go to, they want us to come back. Amen? They do, amen, because we're generous with that. That's what it's all about. Let me tell you what, they know we're Christians. They watch us pray for our meal, amen. They know. And so we're making a difference, amen. I don't know how I got into all that, but it's a good story, and it's real, amen. And then he said, not grudgingly or out of necessity. That's another big part of this. Don't give because you need money back. Sure you need money. We all need money to keep it going. Anybody doesn't need money in here? Come on. We got to be real with each other. It takes money to run in this economy. In this place where we live, it takes money. Hello. So the deal is money's not evil, but the love of money's evil. Amen? You don't love money. Money's just a tool. What does Sam? You're a carpenter. He's a master carpenter. Do you love your hammer? I want to. Do you love it? Do you ever like cuddle up to it? See, it's just a tool, isn't it? Yeah, that hammer that he uses is just a tool. And that's what money is. It's just a tool. Amen? But God's telling us here how to deal with it. He's telling us how to give. You give from your heart, not grudgingly or of necessity. For God loves a cheerful giver. We got to have fun doing this. Amen? We got to have fun giving. Amen? And I'm still looking for that. And that word there, cheerful, is hilarious. And I'm still looking for the day when we have that meeting. And it'll happen. I'm prophesying this. It will happen when we start giving and we just fall off our chairs in laughter. Amen? Just fall off our chairs laughing, hilariously. Hilariously laughing. And just having a great, great time. I don't know if you've ever been in a laughter meeting, but I have. And we had, I mean, it was like doing sit-ups. I mean, the next day I couldn't hardly walk. My gut was so sore. Amen? And then it says, now this is awesome. And God is able. How many of you know God's able? Amen. God is able to make all grace abound toward you. All of God's unmerited favor. Amen. His unmerited favor. Of course, you know you already have that, right? His unmerited favor brought you his grace, which is his power, his ability working in and through you. Amen. What a deal that you always, having all sufficiency in all things, may have an abundance for every good work. Now, I don't know why I'm getting into all this, but I'm going to just tell you a quick story. But there was a lady that came to our church, and she was really into all of the Jewish law. She was very into all of the Jewish customs. Let me tell you what, we're connected to that. We're part of all of that. And it's not a bad thing. But this little gal wanted me to teach that. And I says, having me teach that would be like Art Emerson, who's a mechanic, run a restaurant. I'm not a Jewish guy. I'm not a Jewish scholar. I have good friends. I have a friend that went to rabbinical college for 9 years. I sponsored him as he came into this country. And he became a believer, an awesome man of God. And I love the stuff, and it's wonderful. But this lady told me that we weren't blessed here. And we needed more money here. And she goes, and she gave me an envelope. And that envelope had $1,200 in it, cash. It had 12 $100 bills in it. And she said, if you start teaching this stuff, you can have this. And I said, ma'am, I'm not a hireling.
That's right.
I said, I don't do this for money. And I want you to know something. We are blessed. Now, let me tell you what. We use the money that comes here. We don't keep it. We don't have some great savings program and we keep the money. We don't do that. A church is to use the money. And so we believe in that. And let me tell you what. If you don't think we're blessed, everywhere God has ever told us to go, we went there. We don't even know how. We don't care. I just don't sit around and worry. Oh, no, I don't have $12 million in my account. I need that much. So if you're thinking about giving big today, million is M-I-L-L-I-O-N. But I'm not, it's not even about that. God supplies all of our need according to his riches and glory. We already have it. We already have it. What are you worrying about money for? You have it. You're here. How'd you get here? You made it. Amen. Where do you need to go tomorrow? We're going to Tucson tomorrow. How are we going? We don't know. We're just going. We don't sit around and go, oh my God, what are we going to do? We just do what God tells us to do. And he supplies. That's how it works. It is not about your planning. I'm sorry, and I'm not against planning. Don't get me wrong. Please, do your plans, and then God will change them, and you'll be blessed. Yeah, and he'll be having fun. Amen? But guys, I'm just telling you this stuff because he takes care of us. You don't have to worry about money. You use his principles. You got the principle right there of tithe and offering. And you give from your heart. Give your tithe from your heart. Where's Jesus? Oh, he's in your heart. Yeah, that's where we give from. You guys got it. That's awesome. So, Father, I pray over these tithes. I pray over these offerings today. And I thank you for these givers. All of us, Father God, this is our church. We give into this church. All of us do. And, Father God, we are grateful for a church of people that care, because the church is the people. It's not the building. Amen. We're grateful for the building. Hallelujah. Thank you for this property. Thank you for everything. Thank you that there's no debt. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, that today as we give, we're giving into something bigger than us, because we're helping people here and all around the world. We love you and thank you for loving us in Jesus' name. Sam has cash given envelopes if you want to give cash. Amen. It's awesome. Praise the name of Jesus. I start preaching before it's time to go to preaching, and sorry, I can't help myself. Amen. It was. It's God, and I really believe that, guys. I'm not just saying this. We're in this. We're living this. God takes care of it. Don't worry about the money. Amen. Don't worry about the money. God has got the money. He's okay. You're going to be, you have it. You have what you need. Why? Because he said so. Listen, you look into your bank account and you say, well, it's not here. Are you looking into your bank account or are you looking to God? You need to look where it is.
Amen.
It's not about your bank account. Your bank account could be loaded with millions. Your bank account could be loaded, or your bank account can be empty. It doesn't matter. Look to God. Amen? Look to God and say, okay, God, now what do I do with this money? Or what do I do? Lord, how do I pay for this? I don't know how. You told me to do it, so you have to pay. Listen, you ever know this? If God orders it, he pays for it.
That's right. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Hey, hear me now. If God orders it, he pays for it. Always. Always. He doesn't, God is not a moocher. Hallelujah. He's not. He is not. Wow, I got on that for some reason. But I've been thinking about this, and I'll have another song for you today that really touched me about our nation. I have another little song for you today, and I am just really blessed by it when I heard it the other day. Hadn't heard it in many years, but I was thinking about, I teach a lot on put on, put off, right? You put off the old man and put on the new.
Yep.
How many know what I'm talking about? Amen. We need to send away the old stuff. The old junk.
Yes, junk.
Right? Isn't it true, Dave? I mean, come on, man. You and me know what we're saying there, because we had junk in our life, didn't we? And you know what? We got rid of it. Isn't it good? It's like cleaning out the house. We have this house to clean out, and Julie goes, this morning, doesn't it feel good when you get one room cleaned? Right? Tam, when that living room was empty down there, it was like, whoa! It was awesome, amen, hallelujah. But it's a beautiful and wonderful thing. But we need to put off the old, amen. So I want to go to this a little bit, and then I'm gonna do some of our put off, put on stuff. What we need to do in our nation, if that's okay with you.
Yes.
Amen. And Rick and Eloise, welcome home. We haven't seen you for so long. We forgot what you looked like. Look at them. They were suffering for Jesus in Hawaii. Isn't it good that you don't have to suffer? Amen. You can go and have, did you have a good time? We're very, very happy for you and glad to see you back. We missed you. Amen. In Ephesians chapter 4, verses 17 through 24, Shelley. And thank you, Shelley, for getting those words up there. And thank you for jumping back in here when Shannon was supposed to be here. Thank you for helping so much. What a blessing. It says, "This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that you should no longer walk as the rest of the Gentiles walk." Now, you think that's talking to you? Thank you for that thunderous silence. Can I get one yes?
Yes.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm glad that that's talking to you. In the futility of their mind, watch out, having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness in their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over to lewdness to work all uncleanness with greediness. But you have not so learned Christ. If indeed you have heard him and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning your former conduct, what? The old man which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and being renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man which was created according to God and true righteousness and holiness. Wow. Wow. And then I'm going to look at Colossians 3, 8 through 10. Colossians 3, 8 through 10. "But now you yourselves are to put off these things: anger," hello, "wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language out of your mouth." Ow. None of us have that. That's not real, right? How about this one? "Do not lie to one another, since you have put off the old man with his deeds and have put on the new man who is renewed and knowledge according to the image of him who created him." Oh my goodness. Put off means to send away. You know, when you find something, you read Mona's writing this week, and she was telling me, she says, "Does it sound like I'm a big whiner?" I said, "No, you're being transparent. You're telling us how you really feel. And it's good." But she's learned this, to put off these issues of our heart. We got to put these things off, amen? We need to send it away. And put off means to send away. It's a bit like taking an old, filthy, worn-out T-shirt and putting it in the dumpster and then taking a shower, amen? I like, after we work in that house, that's what we do. Amen. And then put on is like putting on a new garment, fresh, clean, and looking like Jesus. Our job in this is to simply make a decision. Lord, I want that old stuff completely gone from me. Say it with me. Say, Lord, I want the old junk deleted from my life. And I want to put on the new beauty of your love, your character, and your righteousness. In Jesus' name. Amen. As we cast off the old on him, he deals with our heart and dresses us in his perfect clothing. Amen. Now, as I was thinking about this, I've got some things here that we need to put off. And as I was going with this, I teach this all the time for us, amen? It's for us individually. But this is us for our nation. We need to put off these things that I'm saying, and we need to put on these things that I'm going to say. But I want you to hear the words in this song, and realize what we have in this nation. This is our nation. We don't want to lose it. God gave us this. And men and women died to keep it. Let's play that song. Thanks, Josh. We're back up. Oh, he said Facebook shut us down.
Oh, no.
It's happened. It has happened before, but he's back up again. So we do say some radical things here, but we believe it. Let me tell you what, some gave all. And I know you couldn't put that on the, Josh can't put that on the internet, because we don't have permission to do that from the singers. And you said like we do, but we don't. Well, you can't. Your license does not work for secular music. No, it works for Christian music. Get up there! Oh. But when I listened to that song this week, and I hadn't heard that song in years, I don't know how old it is, but it was like, oh my God. And it's about to slip through our hands.
Yes.
And they gave their life for this.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
Jesus gave his life for this.
Yes.
Jesus gave his life for us. Jesus, this is a Jesus country.
Yes. Amen.
This country wasn't founded on religion, it was founded on Jesus.
Amen.
And I'm not talking about freedom of religion. I'm talking about freedom of Jesus. Jesus Christ is Lord.
Yes.
And I will say this boldly, there is no other way.
No.
Now, are you free to believe whatever you want? You bet you are. And you can. We can't tell you how to believe. But we're telling you what we believe and what we see work. Amen?
Amen.
And this is the real deal. And we believe in this with everything in us.
Yes.
And our nation has got to be redeemed.
Yes, right.
Now I'm on this path of telling the truth about where we are.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I told you a couple weeks ago about the state patrolman story. I told him that the good guys are now punishing the good guys. If you're going to give me a ticket, then you're a good guy, I'm a good guy, and you're punishing me. And that we should be working together because I didn't do anything to harm anybody. And he didn't. It worked. He heard my story. He heard my story about overreach in government. He heard my story about it. Yesterday, the guy at King Soopers that was signing people up to vote for a Republican. Watch out now. He's gone to politics. Yes, and if the church doesn't go to politics, we're in trouble. Because we're the only ones that'll make the difference.
That's right.
And if you don't want me to talk about politics, I can't help you. I can't help you because I'm going to. I'm not telling anybody how to vote. I don't believe in that. You vote your heart, and that's the way it should be. But I'm telling you that this man was trying to get me to sign a petition to get another guy on the ballot so that he can run for Congress. In our state. And he's telling me all about this guy. I said, that's wonderful, but I don't know this guy. And I'm not putting my name on there until I study him out. I'll check him out. And then I'll sign up, man. If he's cool, I love it. But I don't do that. I don't sign up for stuff. I learned that. Did you ever sign up for something you shouldn't sign up for?
Yeah.
Hello, it's no fun. But I'm not doing that. And so I was there, and this man was telling me all about this stuff. And he said, well, we've got to do this because our side is going to change all this. I said, listen, pal, your side as Republicans let us down.
Yes.
I said, you did nothing for the President of the United States. You did nothing. And he went down because of the Republican Party.
Yes. That's right.
And I said, you may not like what I'm saying because I know you have a big Republican sign on your forehead, but I want you to know something. I could give a rip about the Republicans right now.
Right.
I could give a rip. I will probably vote that way, but I don't. The Republicans did nothing, and we have to change it. You and me, pal, we have to start standing up, and people have to start telling people what they believe. I know that President Trump was a New Yorker, and he was not a... A user-friendly cat. That he talked really rude, and I know a lot of people from New York. I have great friends from New York. My daughter and son-in-law lived in Ithaca. Come on, that is just how they are. But I tell you what, yes, he was socially challenged. But he did more for this country than any other president in our lifetime. Did you say that in church, preacher? Did you say that in church? Yes, I did, because it needs to be heard in church.
Because
I have the freedom to do so, and I will do it, and they're not going to tell. Take away my 501c3. I don't care.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't mean anything. Listen, we're controlled by God, not government.
Amen.
Amen. Now, are we supposed to do some things with our government? Yeah. We're here to change it. See, we can't just sit here and go, well, you know, they didn't do it right. The Republicans are jerks. The Democrats have gone socialist and the Republicans are jerks. And wham, wham, wham. No, you got to get up there and do something like these people right here. Like those people right there. Like some of you that have done some, making some difference. You guys, these guys go to every Tea Party meeting. Go to the Tea Party meeting.
Yes. That's right.
Check it out.
The Republican ones, because of the debates, have been amazing.
Yes. There's so many things you can do. You have to make the difference. We have to make the difference now. You have to vote, Christians.
Yes.
Don't tell me, well, my vote don't count. Your vote counts.
Amen.
Because how many didn't vote last time that were Christians? What was that huge number?
Too many.
Too many. That's a good word. Yeah, too many. But we didn't, and we could have made the difference. Guys, gals, they died for us. They died for what we have.
Yes.
Don't let them have it. Don't let the woke culture take over. It's evil. I'm telling you what. It's slipped in. That's what they're teaching your kids.
Yes.
They're not teaching your kids how to think. They're teaching your kids what to think.
Right. Yes.
I'm so glad my kids aren't in school, but I'm heartbroken for my grandkids. Some of the stories I hear from my granddaughters are just blows me away. I mean, I can't even believe it. They're telling them that homosexuality is normal.
Yeah.
And the teachers are having rainbow days.
Yeah.
And all of this cool stuff that they're doing. Let me tell you what. We love homosexual people here at this church.
Yeah.
We love everybody. We love people. We love drug addicts, alcoholics, scumbags. And once in a while, we minister outside our family. And we love people. Amen? We do. We don't have anything against gay people. But let me tell you what. You need to read the Bible. If you're a homosexual, you need help and you need to get delivered, just like the alcoholic, just like the drug addict, just like me. Hello. I had to get delivered. I got delivered. I had to get delivered. That doesn't make me perfect today, but in Jesus, in my spirit, I am perfect in Jesus, because Jesus made me that way. In my old flesh, it ain't a lot to go yet. Amen. But come on, guys, we got to come down. We got to put off this stuff. We've got to put this stuff off in our nation now. You've done it. You've done your heart work. You've been working on your heart. You're letting these things go. Put off that old man. Put these things off. That just means make your decision. I'm putting this off and I'm putting this on.
Right.
Amen? Amen. It's like taking this shirt off on and putting another shirt on. Amen. Amen. Come on. So what do we got to lay down? We got to lay this down. We got to lay this down. Pride. Did you know it's pride when you don't tell the truth? Come on. It's pride. It's pride when you don't tell the truth because you don't want to hear about it. You don't want to get the flack. Let me tell you what, that old boy didn't give me any flack. I didn't give him a chance. I pulled a Sharon on him. Hey, man, I did. And I did it on purpose and literally thought of you when I was doing it. I did. She don't back up. She don't back up, and I didn't back up. I didn't back up. And this guy goes, well, I guess you shouldn't even put your name on. He was talking me out of doing it when I left. Hallelujah. We got to step up. You got to tell them. Open your yap. Open it up. Tell them. Man, I walked into First Bank the other day and nobody had a mask on. Yay, First Bank. She works there. Hey, man. I told him, I said, I'm proud of you guys. I'm really happy. Amen. And we're not getting one. We got to put off pride and put on humility.
Amen.
You know what humility is? There's a lot of definitions I know, and I'm not giving you all of them. I have a biblical one here. Definition for Humility is lowliness of mind, with all lowliness and gentleness, with long-suffering, bearing with one another in love. And that's what it says in Ephesians 4:2. Now, that says one another. You know what that's talking about? That's talking about the body of Christ.
That's right.
It's not talking about out there. It's not talking about the demons. It's not talking about the demonic. It's not talking about saying what is truth to them. It's not. We have to tell them. They won't know. We have to tell them or they go to hell. And you want me to just beat around the bush? And I'm not a fire and brimstone guy and all that. I'm not that. But I'm telling you what, if somebody doesn't win them to Jesus, they're gone.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's our job. That's why we love them. We don't hate them. I don't hate any of those people. They need to repent and come to Jesus.
Yes.
Change their mind about their views and opinions and take the view and opinion of God for them. That's what has to happen here. Humility is telling the truth. Knowing who Jesus is in you. Knowing him more than you know yourself. You need to know Jesus more than you know you. Because really, you're dead. You're dead to self. Alive in him. You need to know him. That is humility. Knowing who you are in Christ. Telling those people. I'm telling every one of them. Every opportunity I get, I'm talking. I am one of those big mouth people. And I got to watch myself. I have to pray before I speak. I'm getting better. Sometimes I don't put my foot in my mouth. Sometimes. But once in a while, me and Sharon have to pray for each other. I'm sorry to use you, but you bless my heart. You bless my heart. I know it's the truth. I wouldn't lie to you. Amen. And then what about this? This is what our nation's become full of, jealousy.
Yeah.
You know why the Marxists are imploding? Because of jealousy. Right now they're imploding.
Good.
The Mark, amen, say good, say amen, jump around, spin around, jump up and down and shout. Yes, it is good, amen.
Amen.
Don't you feel bad about saying that's good. It is, they're imploding because of jealousy. Because they're trying to overdo the next one. They'll eat themselves. They'll bite and devour themselves. And that's what's happening. And that's their plan for us.
Yeah.
See, if we can get all the sheep to wear a mask, if we can get all the sheep to take a shot, we control them.
Right.
Yep. That's
right.
Did he say that in church? Yeah. I say it everywhere. I tell you, I tell anybody. I'm not afraid of them. I have no fear of man. I'm not afraid of man. I don't have to be afraid. I don't live in fear of man. I do not. I'm not telling you that I never had fear of man. When they beat the snot out of me and left me in the road, beat me with a chain. I've been there. I know about all that. Yeah, we've been in gunfights and everything else. And we didn't have a gun. But there was a gunfight going on right outside of the place in Venezuela where we were. We saw it in Kathmandu, Nepal. We saw the Maoist terrorists chasing the police. The police had broomsticks. And the... and the terrorists had automatic rifles. We were there. We saw it. We know what it's all about. We know that stuff. Let me tell you what, that's no way to live. Do you want to live under tyranny?
No.
We got to speak up.
Right.
We got to speak up and say yes to Jesus. Amen?
Yes.
Oh, my! I can't be 8 minutes after 10, can it? Is it 8 minutes after 10, Mona? Is that why you're up there at the door telling me? Amen. Hallelujah. She just gave me a big smile. She says things that's really cool because she thinks I can read lips. No clue whatsoever. Is she trying to tell me something, Amy?
No.
You're okay? Am I okay? Are you okay? Are you sure, Sam? You're not sure about me, but you're okay. Look at this, offense. We got to put off offense. Come on, man. We cannot be offended with each other. We cannot let that devil get in and rip us apart. Listen, we all have goofy doctrines. If you're a Christian, you have a goofy doctrine. I'm one. Or two. Or 17. I don't know. But we do. We got to lay that down. You cannot be fighting about that. If it's not about the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, if it's not about that, just don't worry about it. If somebody says something crackers, just go, bless you, bless you, bless you. You don't have to believe what they say. You don't have to do it their way. You don't have to do anything but breathe. Everything else is optional. Come on. You have an option in that. But don't fight with each other. Body of Christ, we have to stand together in these things that we're putting off in this nation. We have to put these things off in this nation. We have to put off, and then I'll just go through this, and maybe we'll come back to this next week. I'll see what the Holy Ghost says. But we need to put off that offense. We need to put off deception. Have you ever seen deception like this? They say one thing. They say, well, you don't have to wear a mask, Dr. Fauci. You don't have to wear a mask. The masks don't do anything. Now you have to wear a mask. And it'd be better if you wore two. Or 16. That's called cray cray. To have a real, true medical term, cray cray. The mask does not work. It says right on the box, the mask says, we talked about this in our men's breakfast yesterday. The mask says right on the box, this mask does not prevent virus. And then it says right under that, made in China. Cray cray. I love that. Woody started me on that. Thanks, Woody, if you're watching. Woody Woodson says cray cray. I never even heard the term until I heard him say it. I just think that's hilarious. But that is cray cray. And all that means for those of you that were like me and didn't know what that meant, it means crazy. Crazy, crazy. Deception, they're deceiving us. They're lying to us. They're telling us that all this stuff works. That doesn't work. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. Why are there people dying of COVID that have the shot? It doesn't work. That's why. Can I say this in church? Come on. Yeah, I better say it in church. If not, I'm one of them. I'm one of the woke culture, the liars that are changing the way that everybody thinks. They're taking Jesus out of everything. They don't want us to have the truth. They want Jesus out of everything, and they want all the control. They want to tell you what to do. They got to tell you what to eat. They're trying to take meat away from us, for pity's sake. They're trying to tell you that you can't eat meat. My Bible says if you don't eat meat, you're weak. And I'm not telling you what to eat. If you're some kind of person that needs to eat a certain healthy way, go ahead, eat what God tells you to eat. I don't care. But I'm just telling you, don't take it away from me. Don't you tell me what I can eat. If I want to eat dirt, I eat dirt. Amen. And it says in Romans 14, everything is okay for me to eat. Now, it's not all good for me to eat. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying eat bad stuff. Please, don't go out of here saying, I can eat everything I want. No, you eat what God tells you to eat. Amen? Yes. Amen? That's what you do. Anger, the anger that we have in this nation now, the anger is gone. Wah! They're just angry at everything and everybody. They hate. They hate us. They hate us. They hate the church. They hate anything that stands for righteousness. They hate us. Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's control and manipulation.
Oh, well, at least.
Every aspect of your life.
Amen. That's right. That's what they want. Lying, stealing, and killing. That's it. Then I have that on there. Craziness. And then finally, death. They're trying to kill our country. They want to kill our country, and they want a one world order. That might get me bumped, Josh. But they want a one world order. That's what they want. They've wanted it for a long, long time. This is not new. Mona's dad, Howard E. Fields, was a populist before populist was even a popular word. And he was something else. He told us this in the 70s. He told us all this stuff, what they were trying to do. And he named the crooks. I'll tell you what, man. You guys ought to check it out. He named the crooks. He named the crooks, and they're the guys that we thought were good guys. Yeah. Come on. That's what it is. We got to rise up.
Yes.
We got to rise up with Jesus.
Yes.
Amen. I'm not in fear. I'm blessed. I'll tell you what, there's an awakening happening right now, and the sleeping giant called the church is waking up today. Amen.
Amen.
I can't believe it got this late, this fast. I could keep on going. I'll probably just keep going next week, but we need to praise the Lord.
Amen.
That's what we need to do. We need to praise the Lord for this country, because all gave some, but some gave all.
Amen.
And we can't let it go.
No.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm telling you what, guys, you don't meditate on that and believe God. And we got to stand. Tell everybody. You tell them all. Well, you have an opportunity. If somebody's in front of you, you have an opportunity. Amen. And don't be jerks. I mean, do it in love. Amen. We do it in love. We do Jesus' love. Amen. And we do it in love. But I tell you what, we don't love their side. We don't love this lying, demonic force. This is the devil.
Yes.
That you do not have to love. Let me tell you what. That you don't have to be nice to, Christians. That's part of woke culture. There's a thing about nice, that you're supposed to be nice to evil. That's part of the woke culture. I'm not nice to evil. I rebuke evil in Jesus' name. You don't have to be nice to evil. You do not. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the name of Jesus. I just believe in that. Oh, man. I got Shandai Bobo. I could just explode with this stuff. But let me tell you what. I'm telling you some good news today. We are going to see it turn.
Come on.
That's right.
This nation will come back to one nation under God, indivisible, with justice and liberty for all.
Amen.
It will come. And we're going to make the difference. You got to tell them, guys. You got to tell them your peace. Please tell them. Don't be afraid. Do not be afraid. And don't bow down to the political poop that's out there right now. Because it's bad. It is bad. And it's not, and it's both sides. They're just Republicrats. That's all they are, all of them. And there's a few good ones on both sides. And I know that. There's even some good ones on the other side that are fighting for good. I mean, on the other side, meaning the Democratic type side. There's a few good ones in there. And there's a few good ones. Yeah, if you can count that high. But yeah. But you know what? They're not trying to take away the freedom. They don't want to do that. They don't want Marxism. There's a few of them. I've even talked to a couple. We were in Washington. We talked to a couple. And they don't want Marxism. But let me tell you what. The overwhelming majority of all of them want one world government. And that is evil. It's not from God. Now, let's say this prayer. And we'll kick off, and we'll come do our awesome praise time, and we'll receive communion together today, okay?
Yep.
Guys, we're receiving this communion for the healing of our nation, to celebrate those that gave it all, to celebrate our Lord Jesus who gave it all.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. And so let's say this prayer with our eyes wide open. You can just say this prayer, and we'll say it on online here. If there's people listening that need to accept Jesus as their Lord, their Savior, their righteousness, just say this with me. Say, Lord Jesus,
I choose to believe
that you died on the cross, you became my sin, and you died on that cross, and my sin died with you. You were buried. And you buried my sin. You were risen and left my sin in the grave. I am sin free today because of what you've done. I thank you for my salvation. You're my Lord. I want you to be the Lord of my life. I don't want to just have a salvation. I want to have all of salvation. I want you to be the Lord of my life. You control me because I choose you as my Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. And the crowd goes wild. Yay!